Everyone knows what ignoring problems will do, right? That's why y'all leave that engine light on in the car. As long as it drives, right? As long as you can get to work, right? Y'all see that something's wrong, but as long as it does what you need it to do, it's okay to ignore it. Some of us leave the engine light on in our friendships, and we don't address the core issues. So until y'all feel relaxed or chill or less angry, y'all don't fix the why or the what. Which doesn't help anything in the long run. You're just waiting for another moment to repeat itself for the same problem. And that same decision moment is going to come. Do you want to address this or do you want to ignore this? In romantic relationships, it's the same thing. A new bag, cash, trips, wang, cars, shopping won't fix the problem. It pacifies the issues. Okay? Find out when to talk. I think that's key. When do you talk when there's a problem? What's a good time to talk when there's a problem? Making sure you both want to fix it, I think, is the second thing you want to make sure too, because there's no point in us talking about the issue if the goal is not to fix the issue, if it's not important to both of us. After a disagreement or yelling, that quiet time is like gas, okay? And anything you say or do maybe is going to annoy the person at its finest. So let that gas clear the air. When you peep that tension or that, like anything you say, I'm going to say something, disengage. Like you have to disengage. There is no pro for you in those moments. Even asking, are you okay, can be redundant because you know this person is not okay. They know that you're not okay. You asking is like, tell me what's wrong with you. I would rather you say, tell me what's wrong with you, than you ask me if I'm okay. Because clearly, you know I'm not. Clearly, you aren't. Give that space for people. I think when somebody wants to talk to you about something, they'll come talk to you about something. If somebody is bothered and they don't come talk to you about something and you know the energy is off, then that's them telling you non-verbally, I'm not ready. And I'm not going to press you to talk to me about what your problem is if you don't want to talk. And if you don't want to talk, I'm not going to sit and have a whole conversation by myself because you are in a space where you don't want to talk. So go to the store, go for a walk, go about your day. Let them know I'll call you or I'll talk to you later. But if you're not ready to talk, don't talk. It's smarter to be calm and ready and not angry, confused, frustrated, and naggy, in my opinion. Are you willing to take accountability for what this conversation may bring up? Have y'all talked about this issue already? Did you provide space for them to tell you how they feel? Versus, do you understand the point of their view? Because a lot of people will give you a space to say how you feel. And they know they're not trying to understand where you're coming from. Because in their mind, how they think is top tier. And to me, if you're going to think how you think, regardless of what I say, this is not going to work. And you're better off being by yourself or dating somebody who thinks exactly how you think so you can be at peace with your thoughts. Because I'm not the type of person that's going to sit and try to convince somebody that what I'm saying is the bee's knees. I'm not going to do it. If you did something where you need to apologize, are you willing to apologize? Did you apologize for not doing what was asked? Or was needed of you? Are you apologizing to shut this person the fuck up? Because a lot of people apologize to shut a person up, not because they're taking ownership. But if you're going to take the ownership, be honest about what will change. If something is not going to change, or you're going to take ownership but not say, okay, this is hard for me to do, then that person, that's your space to set the expectations of what I expect. If these things are not done, then this is going to happen. If this happens again, then I'm out. Cool? Cool. And sometimes time works. And sometimes chilling together with that person works. Sometimes jokes work. Sometimes affection helps. But you cannot skip the steps of addressing the issue. You cannot skip the steps of talking it through for understanding. Because I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts. And we talk. We critique. We give feedback. We support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts. Whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Because it's not fast enough for you doesn't mean you're allowed to do a quick fix. Both people are human. Both people are different. Both people are going to take things a certain way. But if you're not going to respect someone's feelings because of something you did or you brought up, and you just expect tomorrow because I'm going to be in a good mood, you should match the mood that I'm about to be in. No, that's just not how it works. So I think unresolved conflict circles around later because you didn't address it. You moving around the shit. Go through the shit. Go through the shit. Hopefully both of y'all end up on the other side together. But if you go through the shit and you don't end up on the other side together, then at least you went through the shit. At least you called the thing a thing. And sometimes I just feel like some people need to do that. Because if you let conflict keep repeating itself and nothing gets resolved, eventually that person might still stick around, but they're going to keep building on resentment towards you. And then the things that they're going to start doing when you're not around become more selfish and self-based. And they don't give a fuck about what you think. They don't give a fuck about what your feelings are about what they're doing. I'm choosing to do this because remember all the bullshit I put up with you and never addressed. You not addressing bullshit that you felt like I was on is not a me problem. If you didn't bring it to me and you didn't want to talk it out, How am I supposed to know it's a problem for you? That's the thing that blows my mind is people. She Gets It Pod will be right back after this message. It's summertime. Everyone is out and about. You're supposed to be happy. But that returning feeling is back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people. And because you don't want to be a buzzkill, you're quiet about it. That's okay. But some of us just need more help than others. When you're looking for someone to understand what you're going through, it might not be your friends or your family that understands you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. When you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone to be heard, because we all have things that we are carrying that are a bit heavier than the next person's. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. Stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to our show. It's all right. Will say certain things and think somebody's not supposed to have a problem with it, and then because they bury it or they put it to the side and they move on past it without talking it through, they think tomorrow we just supposed to be cool. No, that's not how that works. So yeah, I'm a very direct person. I'm not about to act like I'm happy and in a good mood if I'm not in a good mood. And if you don't like the fact that I'm not in a good mood and you want me to be in a good mood, sorry, you're not gonna get it. Might as well leave me alone and let me ride this thing out if you don't want to have this conversation by myself, you know what I'm saying? But I be trying to explain to people that I like directness. I be trying to explain to people, like, be the most honest with me, and I'll be the most honest with you, because I don't care about anybody on this fucking planet enough to create a lie to make them feel better. I don't care. So when I tell you things, I don't want to hear, oh, that's just an excuse, or da 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 da. I don't give excuses. I tell you straight up, I'm not doing this because I don't want to do it. I didn't do X, Y, and Z because I didn't want to. If I tell you I was this, that's what the fuck I was. Calm down. Step down off of that pedestal you think you want, because I don't care about anybody enough to tell them a lie about what I'm doing, where I'm at, what I did, none of that. Right? And so, I don't know, man. Conflict is not a bad thing. Conflict is just the way two or more people are thinking, clashing. And if you're not going to come together for some understanding so that doesn't keep happening, then it's kind of pointless. You know what I'm saying? So go through it, not around it. Address the elephant in the room and you'll be great. Somebody's going to be great. The other person might be mad that you just didn't agree with them and made them feel right. Good luck. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, unresolved conflict is stupid to me. It's stupid to me. I don't want to linger around just to say I was around. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to call just to say I called, but nothing was solved. The energy wasn't fixed. you know, you don't feel closer to a person because you called, you just called to be calling, like, ew, ew. I hate it. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Be better than that. Okay? I gotta go grocery shopping, so that's what I'm gonna do. Y'all be great. Be better than me, please.